Hello, everyone. If there is one topic or one podcast my friends, my network, and all the listeners have been asking quite a lot, is my interaction with this author duo, Arun Lal and Deepak Ghatre, and about their book on entrepreneurship. Yes, you're right. Episode of Dhool Dhoop in Dhakka. Entrepreneurship Buddhism. Well, I've been doing a lot of videos on this, trying to promote the book, I became a fan of this book. Actually, I read the book and I became so much a fan of it, because the book kind of showcased a lot of inspiring stories. I would say they are like signature stories which we can go back and refer again and again. Such good stories, incidents, cases, experiences of some of those most evolved, highly successful entrepreneurs from various industries of India. We should thank the authors in taking that stride to connect with everyone and making sure that this is compiled as a book and kind of built kind of a reference to all the budding entrepreneurs, all the emerging entrepreneurs in India, through a desi tale of entrepreneurship with a very touching title, Dhool Dhoop Dhakka. So presenting my conversation with these two authors, trying to understand how they have actually kind of teamed up to get this book and what was their journey in connecting with many authors, many businessmen. At the same time, is the book the starting, or what is actually kind of emerging into? Let's hear out from them, from Arun and Deepak.
Well, Deepak and I have known each other for a very long time. It was in 2004 in Trivandrum we met. Okay. At that time, I was working with a consulting company in Bangalore, and Deepak was in Trivandrum. So I went to deliver a program on project management, and Deepak happened to be a participant there. And that's how we met. Okay. I mean, we from different places, but a totally new place we met. And then we continued our association. We were in touch. We tried, Deepak moved to Mumbai. We both together moved to Mumbai. I went to Future Group. Deepak went to AIG. And then Deepak started some entrepreneurship. We tried to collaborate. We went through some success. Then there was something left. We moved different places. And then last time in 2017, we again met in Mumbai. Okay. And that's where the idea of the book took place. I mean, we have been interacting with each other so frequently and so fruitfully. So we went to a common training program, mentorship program, and also several other programs, and the idea took place. And then it has been a long journey. So that's it. And Deepak will speak more about that association, how we met again and again, and how the book took shape.
Interesting. That's interesting. Deepak, you want to add anything here?
Yeah, basically what Arun has covered, most of it. I'll just add some pieces of that. See, like the duos which you talked about in the industries across, like having a mentor and a student becoming a duo is a very rare combination again.
Absolutely. I never saw that actually. Yeah. Now, after I've been listening this, I have one simple case. I also saw just a simple story. There's a cricketer who also turned into a coach, and he happened to upskill. It happened in Hyderabad. So this cricketer went to coaching, and 1 year later, these two started a company. It's happening here also. However, this is rare. I mean, you guys took a journey to your next level already.
Yeah, see, again, staying connected for 14, 16 years was there. even if there were bits and pieces of connection, I think the last journey was 2018-19. We went through a mentorship program, which Arun said, and that is when I had this idea. When we attended the program, somebody said on stage that we have written a book, we have become successful. Then I said, when they can do it, why can't we do it? Okay. Then it was not serious, but it was just a thought at that point in time. So it was August 15th, 2019.
August 15th, 2019.
Yeah, it's an Independence Day where we were attending a workshop where other people would have been holidaying, taking rest. So we went for a workshop to learn. So for us, both of us, learning was the desire. It was not the money or outcome of it. For us, we want to learn. And money is a byproduct of that. So that passion of learning created this journey, actually. And from there on, it started. And and this is where the creation happened.
Okay, so now you guys met. That's quite a journey. This actually, it's more of a productive journey. You've been learning from your peers, from your across the networks, across industries. Then you decided that you want to do something. For someone, it might be an expression, might be something else. For you, the expression is writing a book. So how is that the commonality between you two, that you express in words, that you journal and do something? Is that your common expression?
Yeah, it is a common expression, actually, because both of us had most of the alignment. Both of us were project managers. Both of us had the same thought process, same passion. And the book was, again, it had to come one or the other day in some form, I think. And that was a common connect, actually.
Okay.
And Arun is well read in, he's read a lot of books than compared to me, what I've read in my journey. I started reading after I started writing the book. So both of us are good readers as well.
Wow. Well, Arun, now the question is, it's not a fiction. It's a living reality of India. You have researched, ensembled these signature stories, the inspiring stories from various walks of life. You connect with many people. So how did you, I mean, this, take me through the journey. Like, how did you start? Like, what is a framework in mind? Were there a limitation? Just take me through the journey, please.
Okay. Deepak, please.
Yeah, see, for us, the for me, the title was already in the mind. So title was not an issue, because I had attended one program on entrepreneurship. Okay, there one of the mentors who was delivering the program, he had said these three words, which he said, after whatever training you finish, so if you go to the market, to the banks and ask for loan, don't think just because of this program or certificate, just because you're looking good, dressed well, they will give you the loan. So he said this word saying, jab tak aap dhool dhup thakka nahi khaoge, tab tak aapko kamyabi nahi milegi. So then I said, this is a very good, fantastic title for any book. Because dhool dhup thakka is a journey of any entrepreneur. Because if you have to go to a bank loan to take any personal loan or an entrepreneur loan, you have to go to 15-20 banks at least to go and convince them that your product or service is going to make money, because bank managers will not understand the passion or the domain which you are saying. They will see your dedication, how much effort you are putting to go to the same person, the number of times you are going.
Correct.
That is when he will open up and say, now he will try to understand deeper. So that is the actual Dhool Dhup Dhakka. So this is when the title was already there. It's just that timing when it had to start. So when we started, then we were looking at a listing of people whom all we should connect. There are big people, there are medium people, there are small businessmen, there are some people in our network. So thankfully, I had a good network. Then I started getting into the network, and then both Arun and I started exploring our network. Our network started opening up. So our first story was Cycle Brand.
Okay.
So Cycle Brand, Arjun Ranga was my college mate. So I kind of approached him and he was pretty much open to give an interview. For okay. me and Arun, it was the first time we were interviewing anybody. First time authors, first time for a brand like Arjun to go and ask for a first interview also was kind of a shaky thing. For we were a bit concerned. So we did our list of questioning, the way we have to ask, what we have to ask. See, and again, these big entrepreneurs give you small time. Okay, correct. You have to get and get their attention, ask the right question. For us, the first session went well.
Okay.
We kept it short and then we made sure that it goes smoothly. After that, the journey started. Then we started looking at other entrepreneurs. Then we got references from our own entrepreneurs saying, why don't you look at this person as well? So our started increasing. In that way, where we were looking at, first we looked at 24 entrepreneurs, to be very frank. But then we looked at the massive effort of 24. Then we said, let's do 10. And 10, then it became 14. Then we said, let's stop at 14.
Okay.
Well, Deepak explained it very well. It was his idea about the book and also about the title. And when we started, basically, we had been doing entrepreneurship. We had tried our hands. Deepak has been very much deep into entrepreneurship. And both of us were looking for answers, like why this is not happening. So what to do? Talk to people, find out. And who should we talk to? We should talk to people who have gone through the journey and become successful. So that's how. So it serves a dual purpose. Training ourselves to become good entrepreneurs and also during the journey, capturing all the lessons learned so that this book can become a guide and a reference for others who want to get into entrepreneurship and also an inspiration. So that's about the book.
Interesting. I mean, I think if I see the Indian society, Indian, the way the community has grown up in India also, the kings used to send their kid to ashram to learn Vedas. Then he used to send to one guy to learn the sword archery. Then he used to go to someone else to learn this thing. So it's all about seeking. The knowledge in India is all about seeking. So you seeked and there you found. Duldaka is one revelation, the result of it. When I was talking to my friends also, when I say this title, and they are like, this sounds so realistic. That's the word, you know. This sounds so inspiring. This sounds so truthful. I mean, there are a lot of fans already for that name itself, right? So I wanted to transfer that, convey that greetings to all of you. And can you just take me through like some of these memorable interviews in this journey? Some of the challenging, basically, if I listen, because we have the name, which is very challenging name. So let's look at some of the challenging interviews. Any experience you have, Deepak?
See, we had challenges while we were interviewing, because like I said, these are bigger entrepreneurs. They are busy in their own world and getting their time was not easy. So we had to chase, almost send 100 text messages, follow for 4 months for some of them to get meeting. Then some people came, then some people said, I don't want to join. Then they came, then we had to find a replacement. We did an interview at morning 5:30 in the morning.
5:30, okay.
So this was like we had to wake up to the availability what was given to us, because it was a US story. So we had to make ourselves available, and then that day it got cancelled. Next day they said, let's meet at same time next day. So we said, okay, we'll meet next day. So we again woke up and went for the interview. We were scheduled for 1 hour, then we got 20 minutes.
Okay.
So this is one part of the journey, and some of them were very stalwarts of the business. We were afraid of what to ask them actually.
Okay.
Because they know so much, what to get from them was a big question.
Okay.
And then our relationship started building, and then we went through the journey. Once we understood each other well, that is when our bonding became much stronger. And we were looking for women entrepreneurs. We, like said, if you are doing 12, at least we should have 3 or 4 of them. That is when the we are also giving that space to women entrepreneurs, because there are not many women entrepreneurs. We want to encourage women entrepreneurs. We got only one. Then we were searching for one. Then the same entrepreneur, one of the stories said, why are you not looking at women entrepreneurs? We told, sir, we have been looking, but then we are not getting anybody. Some people came and they dropped off. Then he said, I have a reference, I will give it to you. So after 2 weeks, we got a reference. That became a story. So we have Dr. Shalini Nalwad, who runs the air ambulances. It's a very big story for a, even for a male entrepreneur. Running an air ambulance is not a small space. Absolutely. Because you are carrying an organ and a patient, and you are a commandant during the flight of the journey. It is not the captain of the or the pilot. It is the doctor who is the captain. And being a lady working amongst the men, she is the single lady in the entire journey or the entire operation, managing that critical military critical operation. It is run by a lady. It's a very inspiring story. And then the franchisee Natural Salons, which started from Chennai, they have 700 salons in India, largely in Western India and Southern India. Their target is to become 3,000 franchisees. Due to COVID, there was a pause. Now I think they will start accelerating. Again, that's a big story. They also come from a very big family. They did not have to start a business, but they did not want to sit quietly at home and supporting another existing family business. They wanted to do something out of their own, so that it is their business, their baby. So they went through a 3-year struggle, and that's a big story. So if women entrepreneurs want to enter entrepreneurship, I think they should get inspired by these stories. Any girl or any woman, housewife who wants to come back to mainstream, these two stories are the most inspiring stories you can ever think of.
So speaking of questions, it's all about the right, asking the right question with the entrepreneur, because you are actually chasing their valuable time. You're actually taking their, you want some heartfelt, highly involving responses. It's all about the right questions. Were there any questions you think that you have missed, you wanted to ask?
No, I think, see, we used to have 3 to 4 rounds of interviews.
Okay.
So first session, we used to keep very generic and just to know them, their background. And then we get into their websites. We look at what product services they're doing, their sales, what kind of journey they have been. We ask them to share some failures also, not just success stories. What happened? Because every entrepreneur has to fail somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. But they don't treat failure as a failure. They treat it as a challenge. That's the difference in mindset. So there is also issues of trust when your partners do not support you, or your initial set of employees, they don't stick to your, and then they leave you, or they take your database, their market. They try to do what you're doing. They just try to replicate. They think it is easy for them to start another business like it. But it is not trust. They say it is lack of planning. So when you are... Okay. When you are starting anything new, everything is new for you, and there cannot be anything which you can, it will work according to your plan. Because this entrepreneurship space is such that it is always volatile. It will never be a green patch which you see after the person is successful. You just have to dip, look deeper into his past journey, how many years he spent to reach there. You will understand that. And most of us do not go deeper into that. So we'll talk about Mukesh Ambani, that this guy, and they don't understand the struggles which they have got into. You will look at a red carpet or a green patch, but under that carpet or patch, if you look at it, the amount of grilling which they have gone through, that makes them greater entrepreneurs. And that is where we were very, very cautious about asking. And today we are very comfortable interviewing. We know our general set of questions. We know industry specific what to ask. So now today we are very much comfortable with agro, healthcare, IT, technology. You ask us anything, we'll be able to converse because we know we have also learned the hard way, and we have upgraded ourselves also in line with the future technology.
This is one question, and it's kind of intriguing me for some time. That Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka is a very emotional title, a title with a lot of grit. Entrepreneurship by design, that line is a bit polar to what the title is, actually. This is a bit scientific, more of rational. Can you just tell me, like, how did you bring in these two worlds into one, this thing? So,
see, we had the Hindi title. The main title was ready, but our book was supposed to, was targeted for international audience as well. But okay, we wanted to tell India's entrepreneur story for the world. Okay. Plus, include some international stories, which we did. When it went to, it goes global, Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka, not many people understand what is Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka. Today, people understand Namaste, Jugaad, and all those things which are they're part of the English language. They understand some of them. We want them to use in the entrepreneurial space going forward Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka as word, because every country should now start looking Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka. But we should also translate what is Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka in English. So we were interviewing the architect Anurag Khandelwal.
Okay.
So he's basically a designer. So he spilled the words. We had so many English subtitles, which was not, we were not convinced. We said, let's keep writing. One day, whatever we find connected, we will catch to that. So while we were interviewing Anurag, he said, sir, entrepreneurship is by design. The moment he said, we just paused and we said, we will pick this line, entrepreneurship by design.
Design, Eureka moment it is.
Yes. And that is why the title is entrepreneurship by design, because every entrepreneur, you are going through the journey. What you plan and what happens is totally opposite direction. So what people tell you is, when you plan and go into the market, if everything works according to your plan, then you are God. The actual what happens is, your plan and market forces do not work together. They work in opposite directions. And that is why you have to bring both of them together and again start the journey to align with it. Because your assumptions and market forces, how they react, then it's totally opposite. You need to understand the market forces, align with the market forces, then the journey becomes smooth. And every entrepreneur, be it Steve Jobs or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Ambanis, Adanis, or Tata, Birla, they have gone through the Dhool Dhoop Dhadakka process. No entrepreneur in this world can deny, I was lucky and I made it. They have gone through it, and they have designed their own entrepreneurial success journey. And there is no template. I say, Pavan, you say, this template you use for this business, this template for this business, this for IT, this for healthcare. It does not work like that. You have to go through that. You design your own success journey. That is why entrepreneurship is by design. The design creator of the design is the entrepreneur himself.
If we go to the book, let's say we were talking about some of this models, frameworks, not the templates, some models, some frameworks that you have come across. In our early interaction, you were talking about a couple of very beautiful models, which made me think. Do you want to talk about those models?
Yeah, I would just add one thing before I can talk about those two models. Please. Arun, if we can just speak about Sheepreneurs, because that is one thing which we coined along with the title. And that is another word which we want the world to use, that Sheepreneurs in their language, business lingo. If you can just read out, Arun.
Sheepreneurs.
Yeah, sure. And that's very passionate for us. And we have been acknowledging women entrepreneurs. So we have actually put it on our book. So page 320. I will read from there. Acknowledging women entrepreneurs, Sheepreneurs. We acknowledge and appreciate the direct and indirect contribution of women entrepreneurs, which is priceless, and we refer to them as Sheepreneurs. Now, this word Sheepreneurs is coined by us, and we are very sure that soon it will become a part of the standard dictionary of entrepreneurs, shepreneurs. Yeah.
Shepreneurs.
You can move ahead.
So this is in dedication for all women entrepreneurs to become shepreneurs. So like we were talking about coming back to the business model. See, we finished the book entirely. So then we were trying to see how to make it simple. If I have to explain entrepreneurship, one, I have a super title with us. We have the English subtitle, which we can. Then what is inside the content if I have to tell in 5 minutes to somebody who have to explain?
Yeah.
We have two entrepreneurs. One is Naturals, Kumar Vail. I call him as Rajinikanth of the industry.
Okay.
His dialogue delivery is as simple as good as Rajinikanth. If you follow Rajinikanth, you will follow, you will like Kumar Vail.
Okay.
So I just liked every phrase, whatever he used to say. And then we have Mahendran, who is one of the most mature stories of our book, which he converted a 60 crore company into a 30,000 crore. You can see the amount of business which they have done. So they gave us two mantras. So we said, let's combine these two mantras. Let's see what business model comes through. So Kumar Vail said an entrepreneur should have a PhD. So when we asked what is PhD, he said passion, hunger, and discipline. So we put that in three circles: passion, hunger, and discipline. Now, if
passion, hunger, and discipline.
Discipline. So if you have passion and hunger, no discipline, you can relate to become a Vijay Mallya, because of no discipline, you are an NPA, right?
Yeah.
If you have passion and discipline, you don't have hunger, you cannot scale your business. You'll be only limiting to a certain business market, or you'll grow to a certain extent and somebody tomorrow will come and take over your business. So you'll exit. So you need to have, if you just have hunger and discipline, no passion, you will not build a product or a service which is wow experience. Like, look at Apple. Everybody in Apple must have been so passionate. They're building products that if they open up an Apple, any iPhone or a tablet or anything which they open, people stand in queue. That does not happen to any other brand.
Yeah.
So this is the whole crux of that PhD model. Now, Mahendran said, if you want to become an entrepreneur, he learned it hard way because he was an entrepreneurial entrepreneur. He was maverick when he started his entrepreneurship. Then he sold his business to Godrej, where he learned through an international partnership, he learned the professional art of entrepreneurship. So he said, I had 60% entrepreneurial entrepreneurship, 40% professional entrepreneurship. Because I followed this model, preached this model, asked my managers to follow the model, we were able to scale. Because an entrepreneur, he will just go blind and whatever comes to his heart and mind, he will take a decision. A professional entrepreneur, he will weigh the pros and cons, do the risks, understand the market, whether it is there is a need for the market, what I am doing, the pricing, the costing. Then they go and build the product and sell it in the market. So that is when you actually grow to the larger extent. You know how to market, you know where to position, what to position, what is the gap. So this is the PhD model. The center of that crux of the PhD model is that mixture of an entrepreneur. Any entrepreneur who is listening to this should understand this. You need to be an entrepreneur and a professional entrepreneur. So I twisted this model just a couple of weeks back, because I was listening to some other entrepreneurs reading. They said passion alone is not enough. You need to be obsessed with your idea, your product and service. So if you look at now, the model is POHD, passion, okay, obsession, hunger and discipline. So the O is the outer circle connecting all the three circles. So passion, obsession, this is most important, then hunger, then discipline.
Yes, so the book, what I understood, is just a beginning of something bigger, right?
Yeah.
So before we go into that question, I want to understand the launch, the initial reception. I also want to understand how this entire Indian corporate world, Indian entrepreneur world, has taken this book. I want to understand your post-launch experience. Please take me through.
See, launch again was a very interesting thing because we wanted to bring in, while we are launching academy people, the schools and colleges where entrepreneurship management is taught. But due to, it was a COVID period, we were just going through that cycle. Then we were not getting any guest whom we wanted. Then we had decided on the launch date. So we were just 1 week away from the launch. And we had to bring in some people which who are credible in the industry. And one of our stories, like Dr. Shalini, she had good connect. She helped me to get the state health minister, Karnataka state health minister, Mr. Sudhakar, Dr. Sudhakar, to launch the book. And we were so blessed. It can't just happen, you know, the universe has to bless you.
Yeah, correct, with that. Correct.
And then one of my friend, Teja from Hyderabad, he's a leadership coach and trainer. So he connected me to the former ambassador to Switzerland, Smita Purushottam. The moment she heard the title, she said, yes, I want to be part of the journey because she knows what it means. And we had released the book in the right time because every entrepreneur was going through this journey. Employment was losing its charm because everybody was cutting down resources.
Correct.
And the only way you to come back is to create more entrepreneurs, to create more jobs. And we had some more people joining us in the journey for the launch. We had a great launch. We had did a digital launch. And then we wanted to do a physical launch because of COVID. We have never been able to do that because all our entrepreneurs in multiple cities, we wanted to bring them back to one city. Probably it may not happen soon. It will probably take some more time, but we will definitely do that. But post, after that, what we have done is we are reaching out to schools and colleges, professional schools and colleges, where we want to sow the seed of entrepreneurship. Like home is the first school for every child. Entrepreneurship is the stepping stone for every professional student, actually, in today's era. Because if they have to go and search a job in the market, it is going to be challenging because there are not much jobs which have been created. There have been a lot of downsizing which is happening. Instead, they can create their own enterprise. They can learn fast and they can fail fast and they can create large, greater enterprise. So the current focus is India needs to now create global enterprise. We should not look at Google, Microsoft coming out from China or US. It should be India where you should create global enterprises. Our Indian entrepreneurs have it in them. It's just that platform, the ecosystem, the mentoring, it does not happen. Now it is changing. The whole system is changing. People are getting into it. Parents are accepting it to take the risk. And people want to do it on their own. So this is the time where we want to catch them and groom them to become entrepreneurs at a very young age. So we have delivered a couple of classes. This Friday, we have another big opportunity in an IIT where we are delivering the same program. So we want to reach out to as many medical colleges, engineering and IIT, IIMs, to where we spread the journey of the book as well as create more entrepreneurs. The goal, if we can create 1 lakh entrepreneurs, at least 10 of them will become global companies.
1 lakh is a milestone.
Yeah, this is the milestone. If we can reach 1 lakh students, and if we can get 10 global companies created out of that 1 lakh, I think we have achieved what we have our objective, basically.
Book was a beginning. There's some more to achieve. What I also heard is in this journey, 1 lakh, making 1 lakh entrepreneurship dream, realizing them is one meantime goal. But how do you see this is manifesting in the coming years? Why I'm asking this question is the idea of this book came in 2017. You have manifested the book and the book got released. There is much more need of, you know, the self-discipline, the entrepreneurial dreams to seek and take that light. And in this uncertain phase, I think you have a more bigger role to play than this. So what is that you have in mind? How did your mind change with this current circumstances? Where do you see the roadmap going in next 2-3 years basically?
See, I think the book actually came in 2019, not 2017. I'll just correct that. So then what is there in the journey for us? It's a long journey. The sequel has already started.
I was about to ask that actually.
Yeah, so the sequel has already started and we have gone deeper into the agro sector. So what we have done in agro
sector. You got deeper into agro sector?
Agro sector.
Okay. So
agro sector, there is a lot of gaps in the agro sector. And if you look at the Indian economy, 50% plus are depending on the agro economy.
Yeah.
And last year, the agro industry contributed to 20% of the GDP because other industries were not contributing, like manufacturing, hotel, they all stopped. They have to stop.
Yes.
Agriculture added that extra 4% or 5% to our GDP. Now, the gap in agriculture, if you look at China and India, is China is 1400 billion. Okay, in their agriculture market, they are the number one country in the agro sector. India is $400 billion. So the gap is $1,000 billion, and that's the opportunity. Now, geographically, we are just neighbors next to each other. China is much larger than India in terms of land space.
Absolutely.
But they have 15% less cultivable land than India, which means India has 15% more land than China, which means we should have done more than China practically. And then India has, out of the 60 varieties of soil, India has 40 varieties of soil which is available. I think this land is blessed if you look at it. And people who are now trying to become urban agriculturists, right? People who want to quit IT jobs and going back to pharma. It's a great thing because there is a lot of opportunities. We want learned people to go back to agriculture, learn the art and science of agriculture. I have done 6 webinars with a doctor called Dr. Vasant Kumar. He's called as plant doctor. So he has helped farmers in increasing the yield per acre productivity, where your current productivity is X, he can make it 3X, which means if Pawan is a farmer, if you're earning 1 lakh per acre, you can earn 3 lakhs. He's just following his principles and methods which he is teaching. And which means there's enough potential for every farmer to earn the 3X or 5X. Our Indian farmers are not poor. They have 3 things which they lack, which are gaps, which is an input gap, information gap, and the investment gap. If we can nurture them, build them, groom them in this gap, they will definitely do well. Then you're talking about environment, ecosystem, and ecology. With this, you're saving the environment, building the environment, and also giving quality crops. The other advantage of this whole thing is you are doing reverse migration. You're sending back the laborers who have quit their agriculture villages and come. They can go back and earn the same thing or even better living in their own farms, in their villages. So villages becomes self-sustained economy.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that is where we are looking at. And I think it was universe to connect me to Dr. Vasant Kumar. Otherwise, I had no connect with any agriculture nor inherited any farm. And then I experimented myself during the last 100 days. Aquaponic, hydroponic. I set up my own hydroponic unit in my hometown. It was a pilot unit. But I was so passionate to understand what is this whole thing. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And hydroponics has one of the largest opportunities because you are trying to grow the most nutritious fruits and vegetables. You can grow exotic, nutritional, aromatic, medicinal plants, which are of high quality and which are of export quality. What India lacks is the art of precision farming, where the government, the entrepreneur, everybody has to work together and build the whatever export system, whether you use land, soil, aqua or hydroponic, there's enough opportunities for you to export. And this is where agriculture, for somehow it just got into our space, and we are very much passionate about it. And we have done a webinar for Sri Lanka also. We went beyond the borders. We've done one webinar for Sri Lanka. So So you can imagine how much potential this whole space has got. It's a continuation. We are looking at entrepreneurs again. Agro sector will be one of the biggest sector for us because, like I said, we are passionate and we have already connected to the stories there. We're just in the process. Now we are looking at much bigger role models for this book, actually. And we want at least 3 to 4 women entrepreneurs. Okay. And then we will look at some of the digital technologies, why technology is important for entrepreneurs. Understanding finance is also one of the things as a discipline. My vision is to add a guideline what all entrepreneurs should understand when they are doing the business planning. So there is a lot of things in the second thing. I think second will be much, much refined version and more valuable than the first version. For entrepreneurs, this is the right time to become entrepreneurs. Those who are waiting in the fence, they want to try something and they're not able to take a decision. This is the time for you to jump into that circle. I want more women entrepreneurs to come into mainstream and become independent entrepreneurs and be successful women entrepreneurs. Lead by example. Now, when you're starting entrepreneurship, just think of this and enter. This is not going to be a smooth ride. Never give up, have perseverance, and make sure whatever you're doing, give it more than 300%. Okay? It will work out for you. Now, the biggest thing which you want to do is believe in yourself and have a good team. And make sure whatever team you have the proper agreements between you on paper, sign it, and say, I am playing X role, you are playing Y role, he is playing A, B, C, D role. Your roles have to be defined. You bring in investment equally, you put effort equally, you create an ecosystem. The person who is going to lead the company has to lead by example. And on top of it, have a mentor who can groom you, guide you. Because they have gone through those mistakes, they will tell you what to do and what not to do. If you have a mentor, if you have a team, then your idea is not the important thing. Okay, now idea is important. I don't want people to follow the copycat process. Now, somebody wants to do Zomato ko copy, whatever it is. Somebody wants to do Swiggy ko copy, whatever it is. Don't copy that. There are enough problems to solve which are unsolved. Have the guts to solve the major problem. If you want to disrupt the bigger ones, not the smaller ones. If you want to disrupt Amazon and see whether you can disrupt Amazon and do something else. Can you disrupt Google? Try disrupting Google. That is where people will put money. If you go copycat everybody, hundreds of people will go and meet them every day saying, I am going to be exactly Swiggy. Uske upar I have one feature, which is not very difficult for Swiggy to copy. Why I'm saying is, if you read the book Zipline is out of the box idea.
Yeah.
They did not start. Again, if you want to start, you don't have to think that you should start in your own city or country. You can go to Africa and start. If you have that openness, if you have that guts, and if you want to become successful, follow Zipline's model, you will definitely become successful.
Hello everyone. If there is one topic or one podcast my friends, my network and all the listeners have been asking quite a long, is my interaction with this author duo, Arun Lal and Deepak Ghatri, and about their book on entrepreneurship. Yes, you're right. Episode of Dool Doop and Dhaka. Entrepreneurship Buddhism. Well, I've been doing a lot of videos on this, trying to promote the book, I become a fan of this book, actually. I read the book and I became so much a fan of it because the book kind of showcased a lot of inspiring stories. I would say they are like signature stories which we can go back and refer again and again. Such good stories, incidents, cases, experiences of some of those most evolved, highly successful entrepreneurs from various industries of India. We should thank the authors in taking that stride to connect with everyone and making sure that this is compiled as a book and kind of built kind of a reference to all the budding entrepreneurs, all the emerging entrepreneurs in India through a Desi tale of entrepreneurship with a very touching title, Dhool Dhuk Dhakka. So presenting my conversation with these two authors, trying to understand how they have actually kind of teamed up to get this book and what was their journey in connecting with many authors, many businessmen. At the same time, is the book the starting or what is actually kind of emerging into? Let's hear out from them, from Arun and Deepak.